Proclamation number 7309 of 15th of March, 1959. Power supply in the hereafter requires loving will to help. Everyone should strive to perfect himself as long as he lives on this earth, for once he has entered the kingdom of the beyond in an imperfect state he will have far less strength than on earth, and for the time being he will have to acquire strength through loving activity which, however, also requires strength again, whereas on earth he has the vitality at his disposal which he can use according to his own will, thus also for loving activity. Consider that only loving activity will ever bring about your perfection, that your soul can only mature through loving activity, regardless of whether on earth or in the beyond. Consider that you always need strength for this. You are to be pitied if you arrive over there in a powerless state and are now dependent on the help of people on earth or the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom in order to regain some strength for the time being. People can impart this supply of strength to you through loving intercession, but that is why you should also gain the love of your fellow human beings on earth, who will now include you in their intercession so that you will gain strength. The beings of light will also come to your aid, but they cannot arbitrarily convey strength to you. You must be willing to help other souls and their adversity with this supply of strength, and precisely this will to love must awaken in you yourselves. Only then will you receive the necessary strength to work with love. There is certainly much adversity in the kingdom of the beyond, yet anyone who has passed by his fellow human beings' adversity on earth will also be little affected by it in the beyond, because his self-love is still too great and he only thinks of his own adversity. For this reason it is far more difficult to attain a higher degree of perfection than on earth, and therefore you humans should not be indifferent but make good use of the vitality at your disposal for your salvation in the beyond. You can truly gather many treasures on earth if only you diligently carry out works of unselfish neighborly love, and you will enter the spiritual kingdom full of strength and light and thus immediately be able to utilize your spiritual treasures as helpers for the wretched beings who failed to gather spiritual wealth on earth and who are therefore dependent on loving help in utmost adversity. For only love can bring them help, even if their own will first has to be willing to accept this love and likewise help their suffering companions again, who, like themselves, failed to acquire spiritual treasures on earth. The adversity is great in the kingdom of the beyond, and anyone who therefore knows, who believes the reports about it, should still try to attain maturity of his soul on earth. And when he enters the spiritual kingdom he will be happy to have followed these admonitions, for he will never be able to make up for what is extremely easily possible for him on earth with good will. He will certainly still be able to attain light and beatitude, but it will take much longer and require great effort to take only a few steps further, whereas earthly life had sufficed to enable him to attain the highest degree. The degree of childship to God, which, however, he will no longer be able to attain in the kingdom of the beyond. Therefore live in love, do everything to bring your soul to perfection while still on earth, and one day you will be blessed in abundance and, as true helpers, also be able to carry out redemptive work in the beyond for those who, through their own fault, have remained in darkness and can only reach light and freedom with great effort. Amen.